الله أكبر الله.
Hold on like that, Haji.
That's what I like to see, bullseyes every time, and you can do the same thing with Beyer Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Beyer Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Beyer Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10-22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at BeyerBarrels.com. That's BeyerBarrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Fence, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
Jones arose at dawn and put his hunting breeches on, then looked up at his shotgun on the wall. He made his mind up then and there to bag himself there at shooting. He had plenty on the ball. He milked the cow and fed the hog, then kissed his wife, called the dog, picked up his gun and started on his quest. He crossed the creek and hit the trees, threw back his head and sniffed the breeze, let out a yell and pounded on his chest.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun.
Hunted all the morning through, but not a bear came into view while Elmer's thoughts were on the kitchen range. For he was sick as he could be of lamb and chicken fricassee and craved a mess of bear meat for a change. Poor Elmer's mind was in a fog. He paused and sat down on a log to get his tackle lid back in a groove. He heard a noise, and standing there before him was a grizzly bear, and figured it was time he made his move.
Here comes Elmer. Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
He grabbed his gun and turned around, but Mr. Bear just stood his ground, and Elmer said, it's either me or thou. The gun refused to go, and so he knew that somebody had to go, and said, farewell, I'm leaving as of now. Elmer's shoulders sprouted wings, his feet developed inner springs. To linger longer, he was disinclined. He ran so fast through muck and mire, his ankles set his socks afire, and still that bear kept coming on behind.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
A deer with antler 8 feet wide got in the way of Elmer's stride as both of them went heading for the brush. Elmer said, now listen, son, if that's the fastest you can run, move over, because I'm really in a rush. The bear was gaining inch by inch and finally reached out for the clinch as Elmer saw the fence around his place. He leaped the fence and landed hard, jumped 60 feet across the yard and slammed the kitchen door in Bruin's face.
Here comes Elmer. Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer. Run, bear, run.
The bear was trying to get inside while Elmer sought a place to hide, and Mrs. Jones began to pull her hair. She said, this fuss has got to stop. Why don't you let that matter drop? And Elmer said, honey, you go tell that to the bear. Then Elmer's wife said, listen, goon, how come you think you're Daniel Boone, whose appetite on bear meat used to thrive? He said, I'm sure that you're aware that Daniel always killed his bear, but honey, I done brought this baby home alive.
Here comes Elmer. Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer. Run, bear, run.
And it's time for the Shooting Bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Well, I finally made it. It's been a little while. Sorry for the delay. We had, Liberty Lounge is hit or miss. Depends on that on Friday nights. But, by the way, this Welcome to the Shooting Bench. This is Cope Reynolds, and it's the 12th of June. And Monday, we had a little... Why do I hear noise? Monday we had a little problem with the computer. I'm having a little problem right now because I'm trying to figure out where that noise is coming from. You guys probably can't hear it. Stand by just a minute. There it is. All right, got it. Now you could hear it. Okay. All right. The computer, the monitor kept getting dimmer and dimmer, and I was thinking, what the heck's going on? It was plugged in and everything. And I clicked on the little icon down there, and it said it wasn't charging. So I, you know, tried a different plug-in, wiggled it around, you know, did this and that, did everything I could think of to do for, you know, 15 minutes trying to get it to do something. It never would charge. I said, well, the computer, charger gave up. So I said, okay, well, that was like 30 minutes or an hour before showtime, and I had no means of continuing, so I got a hold of the Tinker, and I think the Tinker and Tebow got out there and shared with everybody that wasn't going to make it. Well, so I said, well, that's odd. I ordered a new one, and it was here. It was actually here. I think it was here before showtime, actually. And I said, okay, this is good. And I got it plugged in, and it didn't work again. I said, well, something's not right here. So I referred to Google and put in there something about, you know, the this model of computer and charging and whatnot to see if anybody else has had a problem like that. And lo and behold, I find out I could have fixed this real easy. Thankfully, the computer, the charger was really cheap. It was like $12. As I found out, and it's the first time this ever happened to me, I live on this laptop. When I'm not working, I'm researching stuff for the show and doing what I'm to spend countless hours on this thing. Never had that happen. Never had the reason to look it up before because it never happened. All I had to do was pop the battery out, wait 10 seconds, pop it back in, all fixed. So I have a brand new charger that I didn't need, and computer's working fine now, so that's what's happening. All right, let me go see who all is in the chat room while I've got my little live story poured out to you there. Little slim pickings tonight. That's understandable, seeing that I haven't been on for the last week or so. And we got Doc and Mountain Shooter and Nan and Yakima Glock and Tebow. There's an anonymous just pulled in. There's a couple more coming in here in a little bit that I know for sure. But anyway. All right. You know, I was looking through all of these things that I have to talk about tonight, which is substantial. Lots of stuff. And I looked through the number of them here, and there's several of them on one particular topic. So I'm going to take that one particular topic next Monday and run with it. So I'm going to have to sort through these here a little bit, and we're going to skip all the ones on that one particular topic. And if you want to know what that one particular topic is, then you need to be here Monday night. Next Monday at 9 o'clock Arizona time, Mountain Standard time, and I'll fill you in. In the meantime, as many good things as we've seen happen in Florida recently, Tebow, thank you for your efforts. We have another one here that's not so great. There's a bill been introduced here, or it's going to be introduced. Yeah, it was introduced. SB 1310, Senate Bill 1310. This says that anyone younger than 18, are you listening here? Anyone younger than 18 who posts or publishes a picture of a firearm, a BB gun, an air or gas operated gun, or a device displayed to resemble a firearm to a social media page, post, profile, or account that is openly viewable to the public commits a misdemeanor of the first degree, punishable by a fine of $1,000 or up to a year in jail. Now, I don't know what oath
what document these people take their oath to. But apparently, if it is the same constitution that the rest of us abide by, or that that the government's supposed to abide by at all levels, apparently this guy that introduced this, Jason, a Democrat, I didn't have to tell you that, right? Jason Pizzo, whatever, P-I-Z-Z-O. Pizzo sounds good. Apparently he hasn't read the part about freedom of speech, and you know, that first little blurb there in the Bill of Rights. Evidently he hasn't paid any attention to this whatsoever. Just for posting a picture, you'd find $1,000 or a year in jail. So I don't know, let's see what it says here. Furthermore, it says, as if throwing kids in jail for a social media post isn't enough, the bill has provisions to punish the parents as well. Now, Tebow, you guys got a lot of work to do out there. Any parent or guardian of a minor or other adult responsible for the welfare of a minor, if the minor possesses a firearm in violation of this section, may, if the court finds it appropriate, be required to participate in classes on parent education which are approved by the Department of Juvenile Justice upon the first conviction of the minor. Upon any subsequent conviction of the minor, the court may, if the court finds it appropriate, require the parent to attend further parent education classes or render community service hours together with the child. Now, I am completely blown away by this. So many things. And it's not only Democrats either. Some of these Republicans have come up with some pretty wild stuff too. Regardless of whether this would do any good or whether it's necessary or whether there's anything else, it is so unconstitutional that it shouldn't even be discussed by adults. Yeah, I mean, that's nuts. Mountain Shooter, I saw, Mountain Shooter says, well, California keeps getting screwed here. Well, they do, and, well, they brought it on themselves, and I feel absolutely no sympathy for them. They're talking about, now what was that thing here the other day, I should have saved it. I think it was providing health care for illegals. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I have kind of a problem with that. Kind of like a lot. Now, thankfully, well, it might as well be federal law. I mean, they're taking care of them all over the damn country while our homeless veterans die in the streets. We're taking these illegal kids and adults and fighting age males and everything else providing health care for them. Yeah, I do have. I very much have a problem with that. So, anyway, back to what we were talking about here. Well, it's this is about the end of it here. last part here says, well, it's not the very last part. There's more of it, but according to this bill, it says, could be enough to send the kid to jail, presumably because of that display, that device displayed to resemble qualifier. So it doesn't say this in the article, but remember the kid that got in trouble for having the Pop-Tart with a bite out of it that some genius figured that looked like a pistol? Remember the guy, the kid that pointed a chicken finger at the, I think it was at the assistant principal or something, and said pow pow or something, and got in trouble. There's been numerous kids in trouble for pointing their fingers. So where does this stop? A device displayed to resemble. What is that exactly? If we were to take, go out on the lawn in our cutoffs and t-shirts here and wanting to have a water gun fight, we got those super soakers and a couple little handgun type squirt guns. They're green or blue or red or orange or yellow, and they got water coming out the end. Is that a device displayed to resemble a firearm? What happens if, look at all the Halloween costumes that are cowboys and cops and soldiers and whatnot. If you carry little plastic toy guns with those for realism's sake, for to look complete, is that a device displayed to resemble? There is no end to this. I mean, there's the way it's written. It is absolutely open-ended. Call it anything you want. Some of you may remember, it was a long time ago, actually still while we were still in Farmington. Might remember that Tebow probably remembers. There was a kid, I probably told you this at least one other time, but
there was a young man, I believe he was 10 years old, if I recall. Pretty sure he was 10. That went to his grandpa's funeral. And I don't remember if the grandpa served in, just about had to have been World War II. And they gave him a, I don't remember if it was 3 or 7 or 21 or whatever gun salute. And they gave him a piece of the brass that they used in that ceremony. And the kid was all happy. This is cool. It was a blank, obviously, 30-06 out of, I don't know if they were using Garands or 03A3s or whatever. But anyways, 30-06. Kid took it to school. Show or tell, big deal for him. And he got suspended and got his brass casing taken away. So me and Jason got together here and tried to figure out what we were going to do about that. So I went and found the phone number for him. And talked to his mother first, and then I got to talk to the kid personally. They were back east somewhere. I don't remember where it was. It was, I don't know, Ohio or somewhere back there. And I talked to the mother first, and I got to talk to the kid, and I said, you know what, brother, you did nothing wrong. I said, you had every right to be proud of that, and you did nothing wrong. So I got his mailing address, and we shipped him a T-shirt and a cap and found another piece of brass that was, the head stamp and everything was period correct for when his grandfather would have been in the war. Obviously, it wasn't a blank piece of brass that we sent him, and it wasn't the actual one, but it was all we could do. But we've got so many of these things that are happening right now, and we're going to talk about some more of them tonight. Actually, we've got several of them. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, let me see here. Let's get over here to my next thing, if I can. There we go. Found it. Okay. I guess you heard about the border shootout here about a week ago.
There was an American killed in the shootout with Border Patrol. Well, come to find out, this guy had been trying to smuggle in two Chinese nationals. He had fired multiple gunshots at border agents, and they lit him up, and that was the end of that. And they found these Chinese nationals in the truck. They were in this kind of a secret compartment in the rear of the truck. So since they had this compartment, apparently, from what the story says, these two guys were 18 and 27. Since he had that compartment, I wonder if this was not the first time this had happened. Has he brought in other Chinese nationals, or has he brought in Iraqis or other illegal people of some version or another? I don't know. Doesn't sound good, though. Okay, let's... I got to save this one. This is for my one particular subject on Monday. And I have to catch that one later. So what do we got? Oh, that's another one. Yeah, got to do that one Monday. Dang. Got a lot of them. That's going to make this coming Monday very interesting, I think. And it's going to make some people mad. And others are going to say, well, I told you so. So I'll tell you what I want to do here. I'm going to organize some of this here just a little bit. So I think I'm going to take a break a little early. And I'm going to check my chat room out and get my stuff in order here a little bit better. So stay with me here and
take me away. Love is girl, it's high.
Welcome back to another segment of The Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
And we made it back. Let me go. Remember Long Slide. Long Slide was in here with us numerous times. Used to be in a lot. And then he's got a different job and he's working, having a staying pretty out of pocket for the time being. So they got married. I just saw that on Facebook. It's okay for me to tell you because it's all over Facebook. That's all right. But it looks like that was just a few days ago. So if you happen to see him in the chat room, we'll be sure and congratulate him on his new venture there. That's cool. And speaking of new ventures, let me tell you about another one that happened here locally. A friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, a veteran, having a bit of a tough time with health and stuff occasionally. He got married here the last few days. And the way that this happened, they've been waiting for 15 years. She's been waiting for 15 years for him to decide to do this. And so they had it all planned to go to someone's house here locally. And let me turn this noise off. Here we go. Had a plan to go to someone's house. Going to have a small wedding out there. And then he got hit with some health problems. Had to go right away to Phoenix. Get some serious work done. It was almost too late. So they couldn't do it what they planned. So they said, okay, well, we'll do it at one of the LDS chapels in Phoenix. And then the situation got worse. And they said he had to go to the hospital. And they said, okay, well, we'll do it in the chapel at the hospital. And then the situation got worse. And they wouldn't let him out of bed. So he literally married her, laying in a hospital bed in his hospital gown, with his arms supported on pillows because of the work that they had done. And that's how they got married. But they're happy as larks right now, and everything's going well. His medical problem is lessening quite a bit. He's got another trip down there here in a couple of weeks to do the same thing again, only in different areas. And they said that will be a definite life changer for him. Said it will make him feel better and everything. So, good news all the way around there. I'm glad to hear that. So let me go check the chat room out here real quick and see what's going on. And let's see, Doc's got a story going there longer than I can read right now. Oh. Nan, you always manage to find a way, don't you? My internet's out, and she's listening on TuneIn. Right, good, your kid keeping up with that. All right, let me see where I'm at here. I can't do that one, dang it. And I can't do that one. And I can't do that one. How about this one? I can do this one. Remember, I think it was the last show that we did. We talked about the last show or one before that. We talked about the kid, or two kids that saw their pictures in the high school, in the yearbook. And they both had MAGA hats on, Make America Great Again hats. And someone had taken the liberty of blurring that out in their picture. And they were understandably livid about it. And I don't blame them a bit. But here's another one. And remember I talked about, while we were on that subject, I talked about, man, they're holding our children hostage. They're forcing stuff on them, and we're not able to fight back. You know, these kids are not able to do anything. They can raise Cain, and they can get an apology and all that, but there's nothing that makes these people scared of ever doing it again. They need to fear something. They need to be accountable. They need to know that they're going to jail, or they're going to get their ass whooped, or they're going to, something's going to happen to them. And it just keeps happening and keeps happening. Oh, I'm sorry. It was an accident. We didn't know. We had no idea. We'll make sure and make that right. Well, in the first place, I think you're lying through your teeth. And in the second place, it doesn't make any difference. You cannot unring a bell. It's already been done. You've already embarrassed and humiliated and infuriated these kids. And that cannot be fixed. And there's another one right here. Now, this one, this one's even worse. This guy's from Washington, and I think there are people in the chat room right now, there's at least one person in the chat room right now that knows this person, and lives up in that area. And this guy, very outspoken kid, little libertarian high school student there, his picture was left out completely. He said, oh, great. He couldn't wait to look through it. He got the annual and looked through the yearbook, same thing, and could not find his picture in there. Well, it must be a mistake. No big deal. It's just a mistake. We'll get it fixed. The problem is, number one, it was not a mistake. Number two, and they say that they can't prove that they did this for this purpose, but there was a picture of Karl Marx in the yearbook. No reason for him to be in the yearbook. No story, no caption, no going along with something, no nothing, just a picture of Karl Marx in the yearbook with no explanation whatsoever. The principal, of course, not returning any calls, emails, or anything like that to explain what happened. And so pretty soon they find out that he's just saying, you know, it just had to be a mistake. But as it happens, he wasn't the only one not pictured in there. Going through there, they said about page 99 in the yearbook. Well, no, that's right. That's where they found the picture of Karl Marx. He says he turned in his photo 2 days before the deadline, and he figures it was left out on purpose by a couple of his critics. When you are verbal about things, you have critics. Ask me how I know. So this kid's very active, and anyway, he's been active in the, remember we talked about I-1639. He did a walkout in opposition to that. Now, it's okay if you walk out for, you know, any number of other things, whether it's abortion or gun control, but if it's pro-gun, oh, thou shalt not walk out. No, that can only be done for liberal and Democrat reasons and stuff, communist reasons. So it made him pretty unpopular anyway. And what they can't prove, they said, is whether Marx was left in there, was put in there out of spite or a prank, you know, in place of his picture or for some other reason. But seems relatively obvious to me. But they said they're not going to reprint the yearbook. And, you know, if nothing else, not if nothing else, nothing. They ought to just reprint it. And I believe on my Facebook page, for those of you that follow me on Facebook, go to my page and you'll find all the contact information. And you guys can make this guy famous, and, you know, light him up, call the school, Call regularly. Be polite. Be professional. And tell them what you think about this. But the problem here is that people have got to get involved. They've got to get proactive here. And when stuff like this happens, now a lot of these parents are. I mean, a lot of these parents are getting, they're furious and they are getting involved. But a lot of them just shrug and say, "Well, we don't want to make waves. You know, we don't want to. You know, it's just one of those things. You know, as kids will be kids, so we'll just let it go." And that is most unfortunate. So anyway, go to my Facebook page and you'll find it. And there was another one. Let me find. I've got one more, and I don't believe that I talked about this the other night. Let me see. No, I don't think so. Oh, no, I know I didn't. Okay, this is another one. Same thing. Hang on a minute. Why did that not show up? Let's try this again. Click there. And click here. Okay, so, cheese. Why did that not show up? All right, I'll find it. Stand by. Wait just a second here. This is another one I got to give you. So I think what we'll do is this right here, and I'll be back.
You packed your bags and shut the door. You crossed the sea in a final war. You didn't know just what would happen to ya. Stepped in the dirt, boots on the ground, and gunfire was the only sound. And to yourself you whispered hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. the battle is inside of you. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Back. That is a great rendition of that song, or a different version of that song. Okay, I found what I was looking for here. Goes along yet again with what we were just talking about. Let me get back over here on the chat room so I can see what's going on. Apparently, Doc says there's rioting going on in Memphis tonight. Yeah, I saw that story where the guy was shot by U.S. Marshals. That just came in a little while ago. And that is related to what we're going to be talking about on Monday. So you guys have a little bit of an inside notice there. Okay, I'm going to read this. Well, no, not. It's too long. But I've picked out some spots of it here that I need to cover. Now, I talked about the kids that had their hats blocked out, blurred out. Talked about the kid that his picture was left out completely and a picture of Mark's left in there. All of these conservative kids, not just some arbitrary kid. If it was a little liberal, a little Democrat kid, it would still be bad, absolutely. But the thing that they're doing here is this is all conservative kids. So this one here, all of the seniors that were, this was in Woodland High School in Washington, again, in Washington. All the seniors that were going to be in some branch of the military were given a scarf thing, or what do you call it, a stole, to wear with their cap and gown in honor of whatever branch they were going to be in. So this kid, his name's Jonathan, and all the other seniors going to one branch or another of the military were told they could not wear the stole because, now you guys have seen these, I'm sure, you know, they got one for each branch, the other got their own colors and the nice things, they're awesome for these kids to be able to wear them. Because they were told that anybody can join the military, but it takes a different amount of dedication and hard work to get good grades. What the hell has that got to do with anything? So this lady that posted this originally said that the school board is definitely going to be hearing from her and some of the other mothers there. Woodland High School, they say, is the only school that did not allow their seniors to wear the stole of their military branch. For the principal to say, and the principal is the one that said that, what I told you a while ago, for him to say that the seniors didn't earn them really put this mother over the edge there. When he was asked how the military stoles were different than the kids wearing honor cords, they were told that they earned their cords through their academic achievements. So this kid was, he had very much earned his right to wear. He was going to join the Navy, still is. God bless him for doing it. For starters, he scored in the top 5% of the nation on the entrance exam, the entrance testing. Secondly, he's enlisted in the nuclear engineering program, which is one of the top honors of the Navy. And lastly, let's see, I hope we never have to send any of our kids to the front lines, but if we do, she says, my son and his military cohort has taken a path to protect us all of us as a country. So, anyway. There's a picture of this kid here, and you can see that on my Facebook page. Picture of this kid just getting out of high school with his stole on and everything. But that is, I mean, talk about, I know we are deplorables. We've been deplorables for a couple of years now. This is really deplorable, though. Reprehensible is what this is, to not allow these kids. It is reprehensible to purposely leave someone's picture out of the yearbook. This is the last chance he's going to get.
Now, the blurring the hats out, at least they were in there, was a bad deal, and I vehemently disagree with doing that. But of the three stories there, that is the least damaging of the three. I'm sure it pissed them off, but it wasn't, you know, a lasting deal. Somewhat, I guess, but not like these other two. So, yeah, T-Ball, I love that song, too. I saw your post there a while ago, but I was busy ranting and couldn't answer. All right, we just got a few more minutes here, so let me use a couple other things. I'm on the wrong page, naturally. Jeez, somebody needs to get me lined out here. Okay, how about this one? Nope, been there, done that. A bill in Texas. Now, and there's one in T-Ball. You might want to look this up because this was a something that came up in one of your discussions on Facebook here. But this just came out yesterday. A Texas bill has been signed into law here to allow more armed teachers. Tebow got into a discussion with somebody, and this is what ticked me off about that, Tebow. And I started to say something, but it was your page, so I didn't. If she'd been on my page, I'd have lit her up. But actually, maybe it wasn't my page. I don't know. I don't remember. But anyhow, she had 3%er in her name, and I started to get in there and say, "You should be ashamed. You ought to take that 3%er out of your name because you ain't." And she was saying that we were talking about armed teachers. And she said, well, I don't think that's the answer. You know, sooner or later, somebody's going to, you know, and she says, all the teachers and all the kids are crazy. And sooner or later, there's going to be a shooting. Well, I got news for you, sweet cheeks. Sooner or later, there's going to be a shooting, whether it's a teacher or a student or just somebody else. But there's going to be one. So, you know, can we guarantee that no teacher will ever go off the deep end and shoot somebody? No, unfortunately, we can't. The fact is that just because they say we're going to arm teachers doesn't mean that they're going to take every teacher there and run them through a 30-minute safety class and give them a gun. There will be some strict training, and as there should be. And if they don't want to, they won't. I mean, the people that are the liberals that we don't want to have guns anyway won't be given one. They won't be given the opportunity. These will be the people that feel the desire to help, to save lives with something besides dirty looks. But, you know, we can't guarantee that there's not. You know, and she said, we can't think at all that we ought to have more armed cops and veterans in there. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If I were to put my money against, and I understand that I am a veteran. I love veterans. I love being able to help them. I support them 100%. But if we go back and look at some of the shootings and some of the things that's happened over the last, you know, 50 years or so, veterans have been involved in quite a few of them. Does that mean that they are inherently dangerous? No, it does not. It just means that they can have, you know, problems, go off the deep end just like anybody else. Things happen sometimes. It's unpredictable, and it is, unfortunately, there's no way to prevent it. Unpreventable. So, but that happens, you know, when people are driving cars. Excuse me. Goodness. Happens when people are driving cars. It happens when people are running chainsaws. It happens when people are, you know, doing anything with heavy equipment, whatever. It's unfortunate, but it's a fact of life. So, I have no problem whatsoever with putting off-duty cops or veterans in that position. But I am very much for having the teachers, trained teachers, that want to do this, that are there in every room, in every hallway, in every lunchroom, there all the time. I'm for letting the janitor be involved in this and the school secretary and the principal, so that there is a really good chance that there's going to be a responsible armed teacher somewhere close when something like this happens. Putting one, what do they call them, officers, the resource officers, one or two in a school with 1,000 kids or 300 or 400 or 500 kids, and they're wandering around outside. Of course, they got the little doors locked. That's good. We should do that. But you got one or two guys. We can't have 50 armed veterans in every school in the country. And as Tebow succinctly pointed out there, there are over 1,000 teachers, or I don't know, it was 1,000 teachers or 1,000 schools. I don't remember. Tebow, refresh my memory. That are already in our schools with, I don't know if that many armed teachers or that many schools that are allowing armed teachers. Probably that many schools that are allowing armed teachers. Well, Texas has just been added to that bunch anyway. So, Tebow, go ahead and correct me there if you would. Okay, a couple of other things real quick here. We have a big discussion of, hold on one second. One second, stand by just a minute. I'll be right back. And I'm back. I told you it wouldn't be very long. Facebook now has deleted Natural News Facebook page. I'm not a big fan of Natural News anyway. I caught them in a couple of spreading fake news a couple of times, but that's their choice. I just don't agree. I don't care one way or the other whether they're or not. But I do disagree with Zuckerberg deleting their page. And most likely it's not even his decision. It's probably a bunch of liberal crackheads that he's got working for him. But whatever the case may be, it's his company. So I hope that Natural News goes over to Gab. I'm putting more posts on Gab. I keep trying to go over there, but it's just hard to get. I actually have over 400 followers on Gab right now. So, it's looking like I might start drifting that way a little sooner now, because I've got a pretty good following going over there. But hopefully Natural News will go that way. Now, another thing, and I got to see if I have, here it is. I know that there's lots of people that really like Pinterest. Well, you need to stop liking them now. Pinterest now has joined Facebook and Instagram and everybody else with attacking Christians and pro-life people. And they have banned, live action, all the content from live action. They've banned it off of their page. These people have no understanding, or they probably understand, but they don't care about the First Amendment and people's constitutional protections here. So anyway, I really want to see a story come out here in the next 7 days about how Pinterest is now struggling because people have clung to their guns and Bibles and values and morals and dumped Pinterest. I want you to send emails to them and let them know why you're dumping them. And close your account and get rid of. Oh, but damn, they have so much neat stuff. It's so cute. It's so fun. It's so lots of projects. Yeah, well, find other places. The internet, for crying out loud. There's 40 bazillion things out there that could take the place of Pinterest and should. So spread the word. Go to my Facebook page. Find this story. Share it on yours, tell your people to share it on theirs, and make sure that everyone understands that Pinterest is now the enemy. They have joined numerous other social media outlets here in becoming an enemy of the people. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Pinterest. Go take a flying leap at a rolling donut on a pebbly beach. Okay, well, it's time to get on out of here, I guess. So I will be back. I'm not sure what's going on this weekend, but I tell you what, since I've missed 2 or 3 days, I'm going to make every effort to be in here live on Friday night. I'm going to try really, really, really hard. I won't make a promise, but I'm going to try really, really, really hard. So with any luck, I'll see you day after tomorrow. Good night.
Well, that wraps up another edition of The Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for The Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
Says it all.